New FM. Weather.
After a very chilly night, we're in for a sunny day with tops of 23 degrees. Some rough surf conditions too. Tomorrow looking mostly sunny. Right now it's just 4 degrees in Thornton on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I can't believe it's hump day already. I'm pretty happy about it. How are you, Jess?
I'm good.
That's the way. Interesting moment yesterday at the shop. So I got a lot of interesting customers because they're always hunting down, like, the rare and unusual items.
Yes.
And I've got this at the moment. It looks like the sort of external shell from a race car. But it's sort of miniaturized. It's probably the size of like a wheelbarrow.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, maybe it's for a go-kart, but then the top part where you would get in would only fit like a chicken.
Oh.
So it's like...
go-kart for a chicken?
Yeah. Oh, well, that was my first thought, actually. And I just sort of put it up there online as like mystery fiberglass racing shell, you know, just... see if you're interested, because it was very detailed and very high quality. So it's sort of could have been in a race, I thought. Anyway, I got a message last night. Apparently these were used back in the 90s for people going to TAFE to prepare them to make like proper racing car shells. And it's extra rare because as a student, you weren't allowed to take them home.
Well, there you go.
So sometimes, like, the customers teach me a lesson.
Yeah, hike the price up on that item.
Definitely.
Rare.
Rare as hen's teeth, ironically. I thought it was for chickens.
Well, there you go.
Well, of course, it's going to be a great show. Money, again, $300 up for grabs with trivia check and so much more. And a full catch-up with Jess up next as you wake up with a Novo. Stephen and Creevo, New FM. Tops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. A mostly sunny today, 7 degrees now at Fishing Point as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Creevo here at 105.3 New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, now, Jess, Hunter Valley Council's getting tough with the state government, isn't it? Tell us what's happening.
So the state government want to increase the emergency service levy that all councils across the state pay.
Right.
Now, they decided to bring this in at a point in the year when all of the local councils have done their budgets for the next financial year and their operational plans, and they have to go on public exhibition, council has to get feedback, and then it has to go through all of those processes, but now the government want to increase an emergency services levy, which means councils will be paying more money to the government, taking money possibly away from local projects, road projects, infrastructure projects, and some councils have had rate increases approved through IPART as well to try and fund things, and the councils are saying, well, there was no point doing that because all of that money is going to have to go straight to the government for this levy. So,
jeez. That's annoying.
Yeah, so all of the councils are voicing their concerns that they really don't want this to happen because they really can't afford to, some of them.
Yeah, now, I was reading, like, a bit more on this story, and apparently they've voted in support, once again, of writing a letter. Is that right?
Yes.
Like, I feel as if they want to write a letter, just write one, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to have another meeting. Use that time to do something else productive.
True.
Like if you want to write a letter, there's a pen and paper. Just go for it. Anyway, I feel like the more I hear about council, the more I feel like there's so many layers of bureaucracy and unnecessary meetings.
Way too many layers of bureaucracy.
Can't just slash all that and use that saved money and get on with things. Anyway, that's
exactly.
Just me. Newcastle ride-sharing passengers are very well rated, apparently. This is good news for us.
Apparently, we're officially the best in the country. Uber's released its data on rider ratings, and the average Australian earns a respectable 4.82 out of 5 stars.
Yep.
But Novocastrians are even better. We are 4.89 on average for our ratings. So
now, you know what I'm going to ask you.
Uh-huh.
What is your rating, Jess?
My rating is 5.
How many? How did you get that?
Because I'm just a great passenger, obviously.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe. Now, how do you take Uber often?
I've never done it in Newcastle. I only really take it in, like, Sydney or in other,
right,
like,
when you're
cities.
Away from your support network of people who can pick you up.
Precisely. Precisely.
Now, I've just checked mine. 4.77.
Ooh.
So I'm below.
You're below the below average Novacastrian.
Now, I've looked up how your rating's calculated. Here's a few things, right? Short wait times, so they like it when you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I blame my wife for this.
No, that's all you,
because
mate.
I'm always out the front.
You always be late.
I'm always out the front, and then, oh, Emmy, what's she doing? She's changed her shoes or something. And I'm like, sorry, mate, it's not me. And then he still blames me, obviously, because it's on my Uber.
That's right.
Next one, courtesy. That's like saying hello or whatever.
Do always, you say hello?
Yeah, of course. I'm always okay. Very nice. It's not that. And safety is the final one. Drivers want to make sure their car is safe. For example, every rider should have their own seatbelt. Oh, that's my other issue. I'm always sharing a seatbelt.
Oh, well, see,
now
there
I know
go.
To switch it up.
Hence your below average Novacastrian rating.
Yeah, exactly. I should be ashamed of myself.
You should be. Take a good, long, hard look at yourself.
Thanks for that, Jess. Let's check your traffic now. New FM. So it's a 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 7 degrees now at Spears Point. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And on yesterday's show, just looking back on it, Stephen had this.
Now, currently blowing up because I've got a noisy housemate who's waking me up on Sunday. Not malicious, of course. So my housemate, Kate, I had a big night Saturday looking forward to a sleep-in come Sunday morning. And she's out there vacuuming, 7:15, waking me up on my one day to sleep in.
Even for me, 7:15 is early on a Sunday. But let's find out who's waking up Novacastrians. It's your chance to vent, of course, here.
We'll head to Deb first. Morning, Deb. Who's waking you up on your sleep-in?
The dogs next door every single day come out and bark at my bedroom window at about 6:15 every day. So I don't get to sleep in ever.
At your window. Is it a malicious attack? You reckon they've been trained to bark at your window?
Well, that's possible.
Oh, we're not ruling it out.
My bedroom's at the back of the house and their bedrooms are at the front of the house, so they wouldn't even hear their dogs come out every single day of the week.
Oh, jeez. There you go. That's, I think, maybe one day. I'm complaining about one morning. Deb's got to deal with it every morning.
7 days
every
a week.
Day, every week.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
Angela from Fletcher, how are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad. On coffee number 3, so.
Oh, it sounds like someone's waking you up. Then you're not getting a lot of sleep. Who's the culprit?
My almost 2-year-old, she wakes up at 5:30 every morning and refuses to let anybody else get her out of bed but me.
Oh, my God.
So it's always got to be you. So you can't handball the duties off either. You can't go, oh, it's your turn to go get her. It's got to be you every morning.
No, if Dad goes in to get her, she screams, no, Daddy, anymore.
Oh, my God. It's quite intense, the whole situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how are you going? Like, how long's this been going on for now?
About 2 months.
And how are you doing with full-on sleep deprivation for 2 months?
Well, she's not coffee 3.
I know, it's only 8 o'clock.
You know, the coffee machine is definitely getting a workout. So.
Hardest working member in your house at the moment is all I can say.
Behind Angela, probably, oh, I'd say.
Yeah, probably. Only just so, by the sounds of it.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
Oh, happy hump day, and good morning, Stephen. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, hello. Like you said, happy hump day. We are charging towards the end of the week.
Oof, I can feel it in my veins.
Can you? Wow.
Yeah. Now,
palpable.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Jess was just saying, talking about Uber ratings once again.
Uh-huh.
And in this story also, people from Canberra apparently on the low Uber ratings.
Really? are politicians.
That's politicians for you.
Wow.
Absolute trash bags in Ubers.
See, I thought you were going to say Perth was on the list and someone we know is from Perth.
No.
Well, that's why he's left.
I've got an exceptional Uber rating, I'll have you know, Jess. So,
what is yours?
4.87, I had a look. So.
Not as good as mine.
I reckon you're telling fibs, but Jess.
Yeah, in fact, I want a screenshot of that because I'm not buying it.
No one's got five.
Screenshot incoming.
Okay. All right. Yeah, she's just Googling, Google image search.
It's got my name on it.
Yeah,
right. Quick Photoshop.
Yeah, that's what I think as well. I've just thought of after you said it. That it's going to be a great day. If you're just joining us, welcome. So you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM. Tubs are 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny, 7 degrees now in Argentina as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM and on yesterday's show this. And off the back of Stephen trying Henny Penny for the first time ever, being new to Newcastle.
Of course.
We thought, let's try and find some other institutions for him to try around Newcastle and cement himself as a proper Novocastrian, right? So we're throwing it out to you.
Yeah, so getting a bit of homework today, so I'm going to have to go out and try some new stuff. We'll start with Hutto in New Lambton. Morning, mate.
Morning. Fellas, you've got to get out there and have a look at the Mitch Rebs Gallery.
Oh. What's this? Explain it a bit to me.
Mate, local artist, and he does, tongue-in-cheek art of all Newcastle suburbs and the local spots, so... one of the latest ones is the Cambridge Hotel.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well worth going to have a look.
Great suggestion. And you know what? Not a food one as well. He's got himself onto like the Vegemite jar and stuff at some point. Like, this guy is legit.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think that sounds pretty fun. I'm happy to go try that out. Let's see if Craig in Hamilton can top that. What have you got, Craig?
Mate, I reckon Quarry and the Sand Islands. Get out there and if you could do a day on a boat out in Lake Macquarie and check it all out.
The Sand Islands, the Five Islands there is so good, hey.
Okay.
Wicked.
Wicked.
It's
wicked.
A beautiful part of the world, and a lot of it is, like, a lot of this coast is still undiscovered to myself.
That's right. If anyone has a boat that they want to gift to Stephen...
Or loan.
Or just go out with him for the day, we'll take those calls after the show, behind the scenes, 4967-4105, at any time.
Let's try and wrap this up. We'll go to Michael in the terrace. Mate, what have you got for me?
I don't think you can call yourself a Novocastrian until you have... a kebab from the Oasis on Beaumont Street.
I have not had a kebab from there yet.
What? That's a crime. I didn't even know that. I'm so sorry, Michael. Well,
I think so far the best kebab I've had is at Cappadocia.
No, Oasis. You need to go to Oasis.
Wow.
At least you got to be able to compare and contrast with your own, like, taste buds. Isn't that right, Michael?
Exactly.
What's right. The go-to? Donna, or what are you thinking?
I like a mixed kebab with sour cream and barbecue sauce.
Sour cream and barbo. That's a whole other discussion, though.
I'll go and ask for the Michael. They'll know what we're talking about.
Thanks so much for your calls. And, of course, he'll work through his homework, won't you, Stephen? You'll be a good boy.
I'll be a hard-working boy.
Yeah,
sure.
Excellent. You've got plenty of things to try there. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny, 7 degrees now at Islington as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And Stephen, if you get some abdominal pain, you should go and see a doctor. That's what the message of this story is.
Right, okay. Of course.
This 55-year-old man, it's sort of northwest of Newcastle in India. They went into the doctor. He go, "Oh, I've got a bit of a stomach problem. You better just check me out."
Burst appendix or something like
well,
that.
Well, you know, it could have been anything. Now they did a little X-ray and they went, "Well, what's actually gone wrong here, sir? Is that you've got a 8-inch plastic bottle lodged up inside you?"
Oh dear.
And he said, "Oh." Must have slipped and fell in the shower because I did.
Must have been a terrible fall.
So I did feel a little something go up there, and that may be what it is. Now, this thing, just to describe it, it looks like some sort of, I think it's like a hair tonic or shampoo or something. Right,
yeah, okay.
Because the bottle shape looks a little bit like your sort of dawn, morning, fresh sort of situation.
Sure.
And then and they've got the whole thing out, and it is big. This is a big bottle.
So how did they get it out? Did they have to, like, cut him open? Is there details?
They said...
to wait for it to pass?
Like, no, they just said it was a two-hour-long surgery.
Wow.
So this is... they said, look, we can tell what's gone on here. They said, the doctors said, and this is their language, not mine, it's entered through your rectum. That's how it's entered.
So they've gone straight away. He's gone, are you sure?
Are you sure?
I couldn't have somehow swallowed it.
By mistake, sure? Like in my sleep or something, we know it's gone up there. He goes, right. Oh, it must have been when I slipped and fell in the shower.
Right.
I used to live with a doctor, right?
Yeah.
A housemate. And he said the amount of slip and fall that happened, because he worked in an emergency, hospital. He said it was all the time, like every week.
And that's about as emergency as you get.
An 8-inch bottle?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but I never had 8 inches inside me. And that sounds terrible, looking at the size of that thing.
I think it could cause some serious damage.
Oh, he's lucky to be alive.
What an awkward chat to have with your doctor, that's...
Well, for him, I just slipped and fell. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, that old chestnut.
You guys see that all the time, right? It's New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is very easy. All you have to do is figure out what the theme is between three things. If you can do that, of course, prizes are all yours if you're faster than the other person, of course. Today, we've got a double to the Knights versus Manly Gold Reserve. They're the good tickets, I think.
A bit of a grudge match as well, that Sunday Arvo slot. No place you'd rather be than McDonald Jones Stadium come Sunday evening, I reckon.
In the Gold Reserve as well.
Happy, happy days.
Yeah, those could be yours. Plus, we've got the $100 fuel cards as well. You're in the draw for them this morning. So if you want to play 3 of a Kind and, you know, jag yourself some prizes for a Wednesday, 4967-4105. Now, let's just do a little demonstration, if
sure.
we will. Do you want to test me or should I test you? Take your pick.
I can test you.
Okay,
that's fine.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Let's do Mars, Snickers, Boost.
Crevo.
Yep.
Chocolate bars.
They are chocolate bars. Correct. That easy. That's how easy it is. And for, you know, figuring out those patterns today, you can get yourself to the football and you can
possibly get the fuel.
Potentially pay your way there as well.
Exactly. 4967-4105 will get your calls on the NX, New FM. Subs to 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland in the Valley. Mostly sunny. Right now, 5 degrees at Jasmine. She's chilly. As you're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, if you own a pet, you could be sitting on a gold mine right in your own backyard. There's a lady who's earning 7 figures a year off her dog through social media sponsorships.
And we're going to fill you in on how all that works. That money could be yours up next.
Pretty easy side hustle.
Poof. Awesome. Now, though.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
All right. This is, of course, your chance to get yourself a double to see the Knights versus Manly in the Gold Reserve, which is fantastic. Plus, in the draw for the $100 fuel cards that we've got all morning, which is fantastic. All that could be yours. You just have to beat the other person at 3 of a Kind. Right, Stephen?
Yeah, let's meet our lucky contestants. We'll start with Raylene in Lovedale. How are you this morning?
Oh, a bit cold.
Oh, it is very, very chilly, isn't it?
It is.
And now, are you out at Lovedale now? Because it'd be even colder out there than on the coast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I live at Lovedale and work at Lovedale, so yeah, it is a bit cold.
What do you call yourself if you're from there? Are you a Lovedalian?
Nah, just from the old Cessnock.
Yeah, right, from Nick Knock.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Fair enough. All right, well, hold on the line there. We've also got Jade in Baddow Bay. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. Good to have people from the Sunny Coast listening. I appreciate that, originally being from there.
Whereabouts are you from?
Originally from the Central Coast, Yarramalong, out that way.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God, look at this.
Probably this Sunny Coast
I know. We probably know people and all that stuff because it's that small a place. But let's get into this, of course. Your name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three. Let's test them out now, shall we? Raylene up first.
Raylene.
Strong.
That is very strong.
Now, Jade?
Jake.
Well, you got this as well. All right, let's get into your questions. Of course, you got to figure out what the theme is between the three things. And, yeah, that's it. First of two, best of three. Let's do this thing.
Here we go. Pelican, Bonza, Virgin.
Raylene.
Raylene.
Aeroplane.
Not really. Come on, you got to do a little bit better than that. No, too long. Now, Jade did buzz in there. What have you got?
Airline?
That's what I was looking for. Congratulations. One on the board for Jade. I'm sorry, Raylene. We're tough but fair. It's how it works around here.
We're all with an iron fist. Yep. All right, next one. Penne, rigatoni, orzo.
What was that? Sorry?
Say it again.
Penne, rigatoni, orzo.
Jade. Raylene.
That's Jade.
Pasta.
That is correct, which means... You've got yourself the double to go and see the Knights versus Manly Gold Reserve, plus in the draw for the fuel card. Now,
That's crazy. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, Renee, can we get you back as our runner-up for tomorrow?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, fantastic. Raylene, I would have given it to you.
It's actually Raylene.
Yeah, Cremo's, he's not very nice to you this morning, is he? I'll look after you tomorrow, I promise, Raylene.
That's fine.
She loves it. Absolutely loves it. Let's check your traffic now, New FM. Tops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 5 degrees now at Belvegas North. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, you own a dog, right?
Yeah, my little whippet, Molly.
How much is Molly earning you? How much is Molly raking in a year?
Like minus about $5,000 because I have to buy like food, vet bills, worming tablets, flea and tick tablets, accessories, clothing. The list goes on.
Well, mate, you're not dogging right. That's what I'll tell you. An entrepreneur like yourself, you should be taking advantage of this situation because there is a 6-year-old golden retriever in the States named Tucker who is raking in $1 million a year.
That is awesome. Amazing, and I want to know more.
Unbelievable. So this dog has racked up, like I said, an obscene amount of money. 25 million followers across all social media platforms. Apparently has been earning 7 figures a year since Tucker was 2 years old. Now 6. So that's $1 million a year for the last 4 years.
Instead of the golden goose, it's the golden retriever.
Literally the golden retriever. So his owners are both, not retired, but...
Well, they would be now, wouldn't they?
Their full-time job is as his manager.
This is absurd. And also, what happens then when your dog gets that much money? Because, does the dog own the money? I mean, I just want Wagyu steak every meal.
Dog can conceptualize the amount of money it's got.
Well, I don't think so. It's a lot.
But, yeah, so, like I said, $1 million a year for the last 4 years.
How have they done it?
Apparently they're charging. So, this dog does, social media videos. And I showed you a video while we were off air of it playing the piano. And playing's a very relative term.
It was terrible. I was like, Stephen was like, do we want to play this on the air? I was like, no, it's too bad. Do not put that on.
But I guess it's got that cute factor about it. They're charging $60,000 for a YouTube-sponsored post. You get a 30-second spot on one of their YouTube videos for $60,000. And obviously, I guess you can charge as much as people are willing to pay because...
Society is broken, you know?
Know what I love about this story the most, Bart?
Yeah.
They've future-proofed this. So as soon as this dog started earning money, they've got a couple pups for it. They're training up the next generation.
Golden Retrievers famously, and I know this is very sad, they don't live that long.
Yeah.
Bigger breed like that, you got 10 years max. Now they
future-proof the business. So
at $1 million a year, you'd sure want to.
But I reckon Molly could play the piano better than Tucker did there.
Well, watching that, anything could play the piano better. A rock that I found in the garden could play piano better than that
there
dog.
You go. Public service announcement. If you got a pet at home...
In Newcastle.
Could be sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
It's an untapped market in you're right.
That's it. That's it. Heaps of money to be made for local Novocastrians. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And don't forget, trivia check back just after 7 o'clock. Today we're $300.
Cash is king. The easiest way to win it right here on New FM.
Just one question separates you and the money. No in the draw for this, doing like heaps of questions, like you're on Millionaire Hot Seat or something like that. Just one question, money's yours.
Super simple. Now, up next, Crevo, as we've started spending more time together, I've noticed something about you, which I think is something you do, which is absolutely criminal. I want to confront you about it next.
Oh, okay. All of that to come. Just a few minutes off as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM. So 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 5 degrees now at Salamander Bay as you're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, I begin to know you a bit better. Obviously, we've been working on the show for the last couple of months together, Crevo. But
yeah.
There's only some things you don't notice from the producer booth. Some things you need to be in the same room to pick up, I suppose.
Okay. I'm feeling attacked.
And I've made an observation over the last couple mornings, and you've done it again this morning without fail. How long has that coffee been sitting there that you're drinking this morning?
2 hours.
You are a bandit for a cold coffee. A bandit for it. Like, that has been sitting there, like you said, for 2 hours. You can see the little ring around the outside. And this isn't like... It's not great. I think it might even just be instant coffee. You're not drinking fancy stuff.
Look, this is my thoughts on it, right? It's just coffee. It's just caffeine. It's just to get me through the morning. Who cares?
Now, some things are, you know, better or as equally good cold. You know, like cold pizza is great. Cold coffee, you can't tell me it tastes the same. It doesn't.
It's fine. It tastes the same.
Do you actually think it tastes the same?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't see... Why you're making such a big hullabaloo about this?
I don't know how to articulate it, but like hot is a flavour. It just is. Like it just tastes different cold.
All right. So you're saying you've never drunk a cold coffee, like an iced coffee or something?
Iced coffee is different. That's completely filled with sugar and cream and stuff. It's not the same beverage. But like if I've brewed a hot coffee and it's still sitting there, like... 40 minutes later, I'll make another one.
You just chuck it away. So wasteful. That's so typical of the young generation. They get anything, they just waste it. They just waste it.
But you can't... Honestly, I'd rather that. I'd rather go without coffee than drink cold coffee.
Okay, well, let's do this thing here, right? Drinking cold coffee, is it right or wrong? Are you Team Stephen? Just throw it away. Waste it. Just an absolute princess over there.
Oh,
or are you
God.
Team Crevo? Just tough it out. It's just, the temperature is slightly different. Sue me.
Help me give Crevo a bit of an intervention, I suppose. We need to fix this ASAP because I'm not even drinking it. It's making me uncomfortable. Give us a call, 4967405. And for helping me help Crevo, you can win yourself $100 worth of free fuel. So, just get those calls on the air. 4967405. We'll give Crevo an absolute serve next.
Or support me, because, like, there's other people out there doing it for sure. 4967-4105, New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Now, Stephen and I might joke around a lot, but when it comes to cash, we mean business.
Cash is king.
$300 is what you could win right now. Imagine that just jumps into your pocket. That was amazing. How did that happen? You won Trivia Check. That's
it pretty
how.
Much works like that. One question between you and the money. Give us a call, 4967-4105. I feel like I've been trained like a dog to have a little dance to this song. Free money.
Let's turn it up for a second. Let's jam out. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Free cash. If you like it, this is your chance. 4967-4105. Call now to play Trivia Check.
It's
New
FM.
Tops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 7 degrees now at Carrington. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, next, Crevo, last night I did some cooking, cooked myself a nice pork belly roast.
Okay.
And while in this process, I came to the realisation that one of your favourite household appliances is going the way of the dinosaur, becoming extinct.
Okay. A big cooking revelation with Stephen up next. Now, though, free money.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, here we go. $300 up for grabs for your Wednesday. Everything to play for. All $300 of it anyway. Let's meet our contestant for the morning.
We got Bianca in Lambton. Good morning, Bianca. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
We are very good. Keen to give away some money for your hump day. How nice would $300 be?
Oh, it'd be pretty good.
Any idea what you might spend it on?
I'd say I'd probably go shopping.
Yeah. How dare you count those chickens before they hatch? You've got to answer this question right first, though, Bianca. You're getting ahead of yourself there.
You ready? You ready? What, you've already spent it in your head, haven't you?
Yeah.
I would too. That's fair enough. Don't you listen to Stephen. He's trying to throw you off.
Yeah, I'm trying to play the mind games. You've got a 5-second timer as well. Best of luck, Bianca.
Here
your
we
question
go.
Is, who invented peanut butter?
Pass. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's a pass-type situation.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah, another question. The answer we're looking for is Michaelis Gilmore Edson. So.
Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Neither have
yeah,
I
that
until
makes three
now.
Of us.
Exactly. Oh, well, thanks for playing. Of course, that means tomorrow it's $325. Same time, same place. That simple. New FM. Tops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. 8 degrees now at Hamilton as you're waking up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, pretty chuffed with myself this morning. I made myself a bit of a pork belly roast last night.
Okay.
I sent through some photos, some videos to you. It looks pretty good, right?
So... when it has good flex, the meat has good flex when you sort of bend the sides, and the crackle, it did look pretty good. Like, yeah, I saw you banging it with the knife trying to prove how crispy it was, and I was like, yeah, that looks pretty good. You've
pretty
done well.
Pretty juicy as well.
Yeah.
I think a pretty good pork roast, if I do
overall,
say so myself.
Yeah, yeah.
During this cooking process, though, I had the realisation that I think maybe the oven's becoming a bit obsolete.
That is a ridiculous thing to say.
I don't think so at all. How long do you think? So it's about a bit over a kilo, that pork belly roast.
Mm-hmm.
How long would that take you to do in the oven?
Like an hour tops.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would. Only a kilo. That's little.
I reckon, a little dog. I reckon an hour and a half. You're looking at 2 hours.
Oh, I'd be overcooked in that time.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Expert over here. Regardless,
yeah.
I did it in the air fryer in 45 minutes.
That is pretty fast.
I think that the oven is going the way of the cassette. It's going the way of the landline. Electric carving knives even in the kitchen. I think it's going to go extinct. I think the air fryer
That's
is
ridiculous.
Making it redundant.
No, okay. I get that you can do a couple of chips in there or something and you go, oh, look, it's real crispy. Oh, the air fryers of the future. Here's a secret. I'm against air fryers.
Why
I don't
are you guys-
have one. They take up too much room in the kitchen. And to say that it's going to take over the oven, what, are you making cakes in there as well?
I reckon you could.
Nah.
You could have a crack.
That's full foolish, that is. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I think you've got to go... I mean, this is Darwin's theory of evolution, isn't it? You've got to adapt and survive, otherwise you're going to find yourself hit by that big meteor coming down to Earth. You're going to go extinct.
All right.
You've got to adapt, you've got to change. Because honestly, like the rule of thumb for those in the air frying community, as I am, is that you half the time it takes to say in the oven. So if you buy like, I don't know, some chicken or whatever, it says cook for 20 minutes in the oven, 10 in the air fryer.
But
you halve the time.
Like, isn't it sort of, I mean, aren't you restricted by space, though? Like, can't you?
You can get some pretty big air fryers, but...
Can you do a lamb shank or something in there?
Yeah.
In a nice sauce?
Well, I did over kilo roast of pork.
Oh, I don't know.
Lamb shank's not going to be bigger than that.
Look, I know what you're saying. You can crisp up a couple of chips in there, but I'm not sold.
I just think it's not only me having these thoughts. My housemate moved in probably about 6 months ago.
Into the Merriweather share house.
Into the Merriweather share house.
Yeah.
And only last weekend they were asking me how to use the oven. Had not used it in 6 months' time.
That's because Old Faithful, the oven, you sometimes need it. It's not going obsolete.
Anyway. I don't know. I think the role of the oven is becoming a lot... I think you need to adapt, Crevo. You're becoming a bit of a dinosaur. Give it a crack.
All right. I will consider it. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
And now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Hamish.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Way you go, mate.
Off you go, give us a rate.
Here we go, you're on.
After a very cold night, we're in for a sunny day with tops of 23 degrees. Tomorrow's looking mostly sunny. Right now is 7 degrees at Newcastle. That's the
latest.
Latest from the Hunters 100 Live and
Local
Newsroom 105.3 New FM.
Hooray! Yes. Killed it. Awesome work.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
All right, there we go. Hamish, congratulations, man. You did a great job. First time doing the weather, and, well, let's get Jess's ratings. How did young Hamish go there, Jess?
Hey, Hamish, you did so well. I'm going to give you 8 school books out of 10.
Oh, you can't complain with that. Well done. You said 7 degrees this morning as well, mate. You laid up. How many jumpers you got on there? Two jumpers on this morning. It is freezing outside.
He's got what looks like the world's warmest beanie as well.
Yeah, so he's rugged up, ready to go.
Smart man.
What school do you go to, mate?
Beresfield.
You going there straight after this? Oh, there you go. You reckon the kids from class will be listening? Yeah. Who do you want to shout out? Who are your mates from school?
Who's your best mate?
Lestat.
There we go.
There you go. A bit of a cheeky shout out there. Well done, mate. Thanks for coming on and reading the weather.
You've done a great job.
I think Jess's job is in jeopardy.
No doubt. Plus, of course, you've won yourself a voucher to go to Kids World Playland, which is fantastic. Congratulations. And, yeah, if you want to be the next Weather Whiz Kid, it's super easy. Just go to newfm.com.au and register your details there. New FM. Substance 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny. 7 degrees now at Edgeworth as you're waking up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Now, Stephen, on Monday after the show, I went to the dentist because every 6 months I like to get scale and clean. Right? I like to keep my teeth in a good shape.
That's very good of you. Very adult of you.
I know. Anyway, I went in there. I'm in the chair. New hygienist.
So right, okay.
The usual one who was like very tough but good is gone. Right?
Right, okay.
Anyway, getting all the... They're like, you know, they got the polisher thing going. Ee, nee, 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 nee.
Yes.
None of it's great.
It sends shivers down my spine just hearing it, yeah.
And then afterwards, they get their special like dentist floss, which I think is like a kind of fishing line, actually.
Right, okay.
It always feels so thick compared to normal floss. And they're like, jam it in there, rip it out. And you're like, oh, it don't hurt. No, I can't believe my teeth haven't come out.
They're not gentle at all,
no,
are they?
No, they do not. Not at all. Anyway, they're doing that. And then she, just as an offhand comment, she goes, hey, do you brush first or floss first? And I was like, oh, I brush first. And she goes, you're doing it wrong.
Really?
You're doing it wrong. I'm a dentist. Or hygienist, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I think she's a dentist. She goes, you're doing it wrong. You need to floss first. Now, this happened on Monday, and since Monday, we're now up to Wednesday, I've been doing it that way. Game changer.
You reckon?
I'm a convert.
In fact,
I'm now in full realised that is the correct way to do it. You must now floss first. And I'll just give the evidence why she said.
Yeah,
she goes,
okay.
You do that. And then the toothpaste can go in the gaps.
Oh, I guess that makes sense, but I don't think you'd be the only one who would have been like, this is new news to, because I always, well, when I floss, which is sometimes it's, you know.
Not enough.
Yeah, but when I do floss, always brush first, then floss.
Now, I was like, this seems way crazy to me. Anyway, I looked online. People are divided. And that's why I wanted to take Newcastle's temperature on this, because I want to know, am I now in the like minority, or is this news? Am I getting it? Have I been doing it wrong all these years? Because it feels right to do it floss first now. Now I've had this information from an expert.
And you named all those pros, all those, you know, benefits, those health benefits, but it's still missing the that just comfort factor, doesn't it? It just feels right, brush first, then floss.
Okay, this is what we're doing
old
here.
Old habits die young is what they say, you know?
Yeah, or die hard, something
is that
like
what
that.
They say?
I think so.
Know,
anyway, like 4967-4105, do you brush first or do you floss first? Because I want to find out what Newcastle's doing. Was I the only one doing it that way? It was obviously you as well.
No, me as well. Yeah, I think I reckon most Novocastrians probably brush, then floss.
But anyway, I'm now completely converted. Floss okay. first. I'm preaching it. It's a new way of doing it. 4967-4105. Of course, best callers on air. We've got the $100 fuel cards up for grabs. If you want to get your little mitts on those, just tell us your thoughts. Brush first. Your team, Stephen, or floss first, your team, Crevo.
New FM. What is it?
Subs are 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. 6 degrees now at Bell Vegas North as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And after a trip to the dentist on Monday, my new hygienist, she was like, are you brushing first or flossing first? And I was like, oh, you always brush first. And she
correct.
Goes, no, you floss first. This is what you should be doing. And this just blew my mind. And now, after a couple of days, I'm 100% converted. I will always floss first for the rest of my life.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's similar to cold shower. There might be all these benefits, these health benefits, but that it doesn't feel right. That comfort's got to come first. And it feels wrong. It feels wrong to floss first. I can't see myself converting.
Okay, well, let's find out what Newcastle does. First up, Robbie's in Charlestown. Do you brush first or do you floss first?
I've been flossing first for over 30 years, Crevo.
Yeah, and how are your teeth?
Perfect. 60 and still got my own teeth.
There you go.
That's a pretty good that is good proof right there. One to Team Crevo.
All right, Emily Rankin Park, you're up next. What do you think on this debate?
Okay, you floss first because, you know, when you go to the dentist and they clean and you get that really defined look around the gums and the tooth?
Yeah.
I find that when you floss first, you get that definition more likely than the other way around.
Oh, so a cosmetic benefit as well.
Jeez, the benefits are adding up and so
what about the comfort benefit though? This is ridiculous.
So many people on Team Crevo right now. It's unbelievable.
Summer in Madawi, please help me out.
I'm sorry, but you have to force first.
Thank you. Jeez, this is incredible.
I don't like the use of the language have to as well. I'm my own person. I'll do what I want next summer. We'll finish it up with Stewie in Hamilton. What do you think, mate?
Mate, always floss first. I go pretty hard. I go through like 4 or 5 pieces each time.
Wow.
And, yeah, it just keeps snapping. So you've got to go first, get all that out.
And then brush. Now, how are your teeth, Stew?
Mate, 100%. I've got like no fillings and I'm like 31.
Jeez, wow. That is impressive.
Not many things shocked me, but a 4-0 sweep in this one has absolutely rattled me. I genuinely thought coming into this I was going to get a lot of support from Novocastrians.
Zero.
Zero support at all.
100% of Newcastle saying floss first. You live and you learn.
No, 99.9. I'm still not converting. Okay. I'm not doing it.
Let's check your traffic. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, if you're looking for something to do locally this weekend, Pete Hellier's in town. Australian comedian Pete Hellier is in town.
How good is that?
Doing 2 shows, one Friday, one Saturday, both in the Hunter. We'll get the details. We'll chat to him. He's good enough to join us. We've got him on the line next.
Exactly. And, of course, you can buy your tickets and go and see him as well. But if you want a little vibe check on him, we've got him on air in just a few minutes. New FM. Tops are 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny, 7 degrees now at Jesmond as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Peter Hellier on his way to the Hunter. We get 2 shows, lucky us. We've got him in Cessnock on Friday and Cahiba on Saturday. So coming up very, very shortly. You can get your tickets, of course, at comedy.com.au. Peter, how are you?
I'm excellent, guys. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Look, we're excited to have you here in the Hunter. First impressions of Newcastle, because, of course, you've been through here a few times before. What are your thoughts on it?
I I love it. I've done a few shows with Tom Gleason, the kind of like little two-hander shows we've done there. It's a happening town. I haven't been out to Cessnock and Kyabra before, so I'm looking forward to.
You're not going to believe it. I mean, Cessnock is one of the absolute jewels of the Hunter. Get ready to have yourself blown away. Is all I can say.
Now I'm trying to detect any sarcasm or
zero, absolutely zero. It's a pearler of a place. You're gonna love it.
We'll move swiftly on. Now it seems like you're on your deconstructed origami tour. Some shows doing that, some not. What can we expect here in the Hunter? Are you doing that deconstructed origami show?
This is more like a badging Peter Halley alive, which is, this gives me the freedom to play around a bit more. It's a chance for me to be a bit looser. There's also some stuff that I haven't, that didn't quite fit into that show. So, you know, I talk about leaving the project, I talk about being in the jungle recently, and so that's all there. It's just a bit looser, to be honest.
Now, it does seem, you did mention you left the project not long ago, and it seems since then the dominoes have been falling. Are you a trendsetter? Were you the glue holding the show together? What's going on there?
That's it. I mean, once I said I was leaving, it all fell apart, obviously. and to be honest, it felt a little bit crazy when it was happening, but...
Any part of you regret leaving at all?
No, to be honest, not at all.
Love and life since leaving.
Well, the best thing about being in the jungle for, I think 26 nights was just not being on my phone and being disconnected to the news cycle and what was happening in Australia and the world. And it was kind of bliss. So that's why I'm loving. That's why I love doing the jungle. I've done some shows that have like completely got nothing to do with news or politics, and you won't learn a thing. You know, there's no educational value at all. You might even come out a little bit dumber.
Look, we can't wait to hear all those stories and more with the shows. Get out, buy the tickets with your own money, of course.
I will say, I don't really care if people are buying the tickets with somebody else's money. It doesn't have to be their own money. Let's just buy the tickets, you know.
Good to know.
However you get there.
Steal the money, whatever. Pete doesn't care, just get him, right? And pay him. Thanks very much for your time. Have a great one, and we look forward to the shows.
Come on, you guys.
Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 7 degrees now at Carrington. As you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Now, there's been a new update, I suppose, a new advancement in the Netflix account sharing debacle.
Ooh, now this is something I need to pay attention to because I have like a complex web of streaming services that interdependent on friends and family to get as many as I can by only paying one.
And well, that's how it normally works. Yeah, you know? it's an old I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine type deal with these streaming services.
Exactly.
And we've heard of this stuff with Netflix before. They threatened to cancel account sharing in the past, and then got a lot of backlash for it and backflipped.
And then pretended they didn't mean that.
Yeah. It was only in one country, only in Israel or something like that they tried to claim. But it looks now that they've gone back to that initial banning on account sharing, on password sharing.
Really?
So, apparently, Netflix users in Australia can expect an email today which will say, so it's been leaked, the format of this email.
Yeah, right.
So hi, blank, it'll put your name in there.
Yeah.
Your Netflix account is for you and the people you live with. Insert your household.
Yeah.
You can easily watch Netflix on the go and when you travel, either on your personal device or a TV at a hotel or vacation home. To control your account is used, you can go to, and there's all these websites and stuff like that. But so now they're going to start asking to link your Netflix with your address, I guess with like an IP address of your Wi-Fi or your internet.
How does that work when you are on the go, like on a TV at an Airbnb?
So you can apply for like a 20-day or like a 28-day vacation status where it unlocks it for that amount of time. But like for me, I share with all my family.
Yeah.
And they all live in Perth.
Yeah.
So like, and I'm paying for it. So
it's not going to go good, is it?
I'm not sure how it's going to go, but apparently we can expect an email today with the changes to come to fruition very soon.
Real talk. Netflix is hanging on by a string.
They're in all sorts, I think.
Yeah, because I only just keeping them. I don't watch it that much. Everyone else has got better stuff these days.
Well, that seems to be the thing, isn't it? Like,
yep.
They seem to just be falling behind. They don't have the only thing that's keeping them alive is those Netflix originals, I think. Because they do a few good stuff.
They do a few, but on thin ice. Crevo's calling it. They don't have long for this world.
You reckon they're going the way of the dinosaur, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
And this certainly doesn't help.
Nah.
Like, to get all your customers offside like this.
Bad idea. Just to try and sign up a few more accounts. Bad move. I'm saying it. Anyway, thanks for that. We'll check your traffic now as you wake up with Novo. Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, Stephen, it's getting into that colder weather, of course, and there's been a few people around the office who've been coming down with, like, cold and flu and stuff.
Right, yep.
So
I'm sure every office is dealing with this as well.
Exactly. So yesterday I was like, you know what, I'm going to get a flu shot. So I booked into the nearest one to me is the Chemist Warehouse on in Mayfield.
Yeah, okay, yep.
And so I like booked on their online thing and got one booked in for yesterday, 11:30, right?
Uh-huh.
So I rolled up there, bang on time, 11:35, and I went in there and I like said my name at the thing, and honestly, it was the most efficient thing maybe I've ever done.
Really?
The chemist guy, he was like, take a seat there, mate. Like, I sat down, and as my butt hit the cushion, right?
Yeah.
He's like, yep, you're ready. Come in. Jab me. And he's like, oh, now wait here 10 minutes. And then I was like, that's it, done. It was all so quick.
Well, there you go. That easy.
In and out in 11 minutes is all I could say. So, yeah, if you're thinking of getting a flu jab, get it, because it's quick and easy.
Still scares me a little bit, so maybe I'll hold up. I know I should, but I think it scares me a little bit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, speaking of this colder weather, Crevo, we spoke yesterday about how my housemate
has
purchased an hoodie. She's now wearing it out in public, taking it to the next level. I think I'm all for it.
Okay. This is the debate up next. New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. 9 degrees now at Carrington. So you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, heading into these colder months, I spoke yesterday on the show how one of my housemates at the Merriweather Share House has decided to grab herself an hoodie for the coming into winter, of course.
You see these advertised all over Facebook. Like, heaps of Novocastrians will be wearing them now.
It's basically just a big blanket with a hood on it.
Yeah.
And they got like pocket at the front. Technically, a bit of clothing, I guess. It's a wearable blanket, essentially.
is
how they're marketed anyway. And my housemate has taken that marketing seriously, very seriously, because she started wearing it out and about. She wore it to the shops yesterday.
Oh, this is a fashion. That's a crime, isn't
it? You reckon?
Yeah, like you. Okay, Ugg boots are bad enough, but I guess technically they're footwear and there's some fashion ones. But to wear an hoodie to the shops, are you joking me?
I think the shops should be a place of comfort. You're not going there to impress anyone. You're there to do your mundane task of, you know, doing your shop. I think you should be able to do that in comfort. It's not a fun place anyway. At least give yourself some comfortability, I suppose.
Have a bit of self-respect is all I'm saying. I know you say you mention, oh, you should be comfortable, but you have a bit of respect for yourself and wear some proper clothes. An hoodie is not an appropriate thing to wear to the shops.
I'm all for this. I reckon no one has seen me in a worse state than Coles the Junction. Genuinely. Like, I reckon some of my worst outfits have been worn while I'm doing my grocery shop for the week. Yeah, you know, hoodie and thongs. No dramas. Don't worry about it. I think as long as you're covered.
Hoodie and thongs.
I reckon as long as you're dressed, the shops are fair game. I don't think fashion crimes apply at the shops.
All right. Well, let's let Newcastle decide. Do a bit of a temperature check on this whole situation, because with winter here, just about, I mean, we're so close now.
Yeah, it feels like it anyway.
It feels like it. There'll be a few, and hoodies are more and more popular. You see more and more people wearing them. There'll be a few at the shops, and we want to know what Novocastrians think about this. Is it okay to wear an hoodie to the shops? I'm saying no. You're saying it's fine, yeah?
Absolutely, and I think fashion laws, they're just all, you know, they're subjective anyway. If we all decide that it's now fashionable to wear an hoodie to the... I reckon we can set the trend here.
No.
I reckon we can set a trend here. We can make change.
Okay, 4967-4105. Are you team Stephen? Hoodies are fine. Wear them wherever you want. Or are you team Crevo? They're a fashion crime. You keep them inside the house.
God, you manipulate our listeners.
All the best callers on air today winning the $100 fuel cards. We've got them up for grabs as well, which is awesome. 4967-4105. Is it okay to wear an hoodie to the shops? A big blanket thing. Ridiculous. New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today. 12 degrees now at Hamilton as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now we're trying to make change across the Hunter. Well, I'm trying to make change anyway.
I'm trying to keep the status quo.
This comes after my housemate, who has recently purchased a new hoodie, like a wearable blanket for the winter, has decided she's wearing it out to the shop. So
now describe what the pattern is on it as well.
It's kind of like a light green with avocados on it.
Like cartoon avocados.
Yeah, yeah. They got little smiley faces and little, like, stick limbs.
That is ridiculous. That is not clothing to wear outside the house.
To the shops, though, is fine.
No.
You reckon you're ducking for some bread and milk? You're not allowed to... You got to change out of your hoodie.
Wear some proper clothing. Have a bit of respect for yourself and your community. Novocastrians should care about other Novocastrians.
I think we need to set a new trend. I reckon we can change the stigma, I suppose, around the hoodie. Let's start with Amber from Rankin Park. What's your opinion on this, Amber?
This is the crime of the year.
Thank you.
Why so?
Absolutely disgusting. They are meant to be worn at home on the lounge to keep you warm. Do not wear them out in public.
Thank you. Some common sense. And I'm so glad there's other people who get it and understand that self-respect is important. Yeah, Amber?
Absolutely. At least have some respect to put some normal clothes on when you go out.
Thank you.
Wow, Amber goes bang. I'm sure Trish from Rutherford will help me out a little bit. Trish, surely you're on my side.
Yes, I'm on your side.
I knew you would be, Trish. I knew I could trust you.
They're good at soccer. They're good at soccer.
What?
My three kids have gotten...
They play soccer in an hoodie?
No, when you go and watch them.
Oh, of course.
You're wearing them. What pattern do you have on yours?
Mine's just a plain purple one.
Plain purple.
But I'm sure...
My three kids have got them. My three grandkids have got them.
Everyone's got them.
And they would be
house.
Starting at the crack of dawn on a Sunday or something, their game would be, you know, before the sun's even up, probably.
Yeah, they're really early and it's just so cold at the soccer field, so yeah.
Oh, well.
Do you want Trish to die? Did you want her to freeze to death, do you?
I want everyone to have a bit of respect for themselves.
Oh, well, it's one apiece, so we head to the decider, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Luke in Wall's End.
All to play for.
Are you helping me out, or do you think it's a crime?
No, I reckon it's a good idea. My partner actually wore PJs to work one night. They were taco PJs, and she was on night shift. She works in an aged care facility. And she wore taco PJs to work.
Love yourself a bit of taco, do you, Luke?
Be pardon?
Love yourself a bit of taco, do you, Luke?
Love tacos.
There you go. Well, it's a win all round, I think. There you go. So two for me. It seems like Newcastle is okay. We're allowed to wear the PJs, the hoodies, out to the shops. That's absolutely fine.
All right. So, 66% of callers going your way. I've got to admit defeat. Although I reckon Amber from Rankin Park's pretty intelligent and has it right.
No, I think she's wrong. But anyway, Luke, mate, we'll give you $100 worth of free fuel here, mate, just for getting involved with the show. So congratulations, all yours.
Is there?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got it. Well done. He's a bit confused about the whole situation. You're a winner. Enjoy it. That's us done and dusted for the day.
What is going on?
Have a great Wednesday, a great hump day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See you later.